Here is the introduction to this story. In the beginning, the world was dark and chaotic, and the Creator God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God separated the light and the darkness, and he saw that it was good. And there was evening and morning the first day. After that, he created all of the trees, the plants, and all of the animals, the fish and the birds. On the sixth day, God said, "Let us make people in our own image." And he made a man, Adam, and a woman, Eve. And he said to them, "Fill the earth, multiply, look after everything I've made." And he also said to them, "You can do anything in this world, but there is one fruit of one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the middle of the garden. You must not eat it, or you will die." Today's story starts here. Now the snake was the craftiest of all God's creatures. He came to the woman and said, "Did God really say you can't eat any fruit in the garden?" "No," said the woman, "we can eat the fruit in the garden, but there is one tree in the middle of the garden. We cannot eat the fruit and we cannot touch it. If we do, we will die." "You will not die," said the snake. "God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will become like God, knowing the difference between good and evil." So the woman looked at the fruit and it was really beautiful and it would be great for food and it would give her knowledge. And so she picked it and ate it, and she gave it to her husband and he ate it. And immediately their eyes were opened and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed together fig leaves to cover themselves. In the cool of the evening, they heard God walking in the garden, and they went and hid. And God called out, "Adam, where are you?" Adam said, "We were afraid because we were naked, so we hid." "Who told you you were naked?" said God. "Have you eaten the fruit I told you not to eat?" "Oh, no, 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 the woman you gave me. She gave it to me and I ate it." God turned to the woman and said, "What have you done?" "Oh, the snake tempted me, so I ate it." So God cursed the snake and said, "You're going to crawl on your belly for the rest of your life and eat dust. Between you and the woman, there's going to be hatred and conflict. You will strike their heel and one of her descendants will crush your head." This is the end of the story.